Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. Thanks for all the great feedback on the show yesterday. I have to say I'm kind of overwhelmed by the number of emails I'm getting where you guys are actually thanking us for talking about some of the things we talked about on the radio yesterday, teams in particular. Remember, the entire month of May is going to be about real estate teams, so be ready to take notes. We're going to obviously be delivering what we feel is great content so you guys can make decisions on whether or not you want to add a team, add team members, not add team members. Hey, guess what, guys? There are many, many paths to the top of the summit. And you don't just have to follow the one that is being pressed upon so many of you, and that is of forming a team. And matter of fact, as you'll learn in May, in many cases you're going to be better off if you don't form a team, better off in the sense that you'll make more money, better off in the sense that you'll have more profit, better off in the sense that you'll actually have more time, despite the fact that I know a lot of you are believing that a team will make you have less time, or, you know, a team is the cure to basically making you have more time, which you'll discover in May is oftentimes the exact opposite. So, Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. We have a lot of ground to cover today, the continuation of yesterday's show, so I'm always excited to bring that to them. And just fair warning, you guys may want to take some notes on this because it's kind of a thick topic, but an important one.
So the topic, and we're picking up where we left off yesterday, is are your successes and are your failures not your fault? Now, we wrote that topic in such a way that it would get your attention because certainly we live in a society nowadays where people's favorite thing to say is one form or another of, it's not my fault, it's not my fault, and I didn't do it. You know, the weather, the market, the interest rates, the other realtors, my wife, my husband, my kids, my this, my that, the other. It's not my fault. Oh, it's because I come from a family of, you know, the people with this particular problem, or I'm, you know, whatever. In other words, we are inundated with excuses to be average, or in many cases, less than average. And as you guys know, Julie and I are constantly reading and learning ourselves so that we can become better at what we do so we can do a better job for you guys. And one of the new areas of study has been on epigenetics. How do you say it?
Epigenetics.
Okay, there you go. Say that 10 times.
I know.
I can't.
No.
All right. So this is definitely something that's a little bit more of a, I guess this is not a typical real estate topic, but you guys listening to us, 100,000 of you are not typical agents. You're people that are, you know, you guys, believe it or not, whether you know it or not, are actually hearing some of the things that people will be talking about next year, 5 years from now. And so, because generally speaking, when you guys go to a real estate seminar or when you guys hear from trainers or whatever, they're saying pretty much the same exact things that people have been talking about for decades. You know, teams, by the way, it's pretty hilarious. I was listening to a great interview yesterday that Brad Inman did, and, you know, I thought the interview was great because Brad was asking honest questions. The guy he was interviewing was giving him honest answers. And Brad asked the question. He didn't know. He was asking an honest question. He said, you know, to the interviewee, he said, did you start teams? Did this idea originate with you? And guys, teams have been around. And this guy was probably like 35, 36, so obviously he didn't start teams. You know, teams have been around in the real estate
industry. Since before he was born, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the idea that teams are a new thing couldn't be anything further from the truth. They've been around forever. And, you know, here's a little irony alert, too. Listening to Brad's interview yesterday, it occurred to me that even though teams are being, you know, the idea of teams are being pressed upon agents by brokers. Now, it used to be just prominently Keller Williams, and then now it's REMAX, and now it's Coldwell Banker and Prudential, and teams are the new trend, right? They're the new bell-bottoms. And you remember how people thought of bell-bottoms after people started realizing how ridiculous they look, and the same thing will happen to teams. And here's how I think it'll happen. What happens is when you have a team, and Julie and I had a team, okay? When we sold real estate, we started as individual practitioners, and we actually added staff. So we've been down this road. This isn't just an intellectual exercise for us. But here's what will happen. So real estate brokers, leaders in the industry that are dependent on agents being in your office selling houses, This next message is just for you, okay? So pay attention. What you're doing when you press upon agents to form teams is you're, in essence, forming inside of your brokerage small mini brokerages. That's what a team is, okay? You guys know it. I know it. And it doesn't take long for those mini brokerages to realize that, honestly, they don't need you, and they're going to leave. And guess what? Brad Inman's interview yesterday, that's what the guy did. He was one of the, you know, by the way, I thought the realtor was excellent. I unfortunately don't remember his name. I could look real quick, but I don't want to be distracted on my computer. He did a great job. Again, he was being very honest. And he left Keller Williams to start his own brokerage. And that's what's going to happen. If you don't believe me, look here in Austin. Keller Williams is based here in Austin. You will never find more of a variety of small independent brokerages, most of which start out at, guess where, Keller Williams. So, brokers, if you think teams are the best thing for your overall business, you better be thinking long-term about when, indeed, those bell-bottoms, you know, finally become unfashionable as your top-producing agents start leaving to form their own competing brokerages. That is what's going to happen. The real heart of this business, the way to take this industry to the next level, the way to make it so individual practitioners' lives are better, so the clients are served at a higher level, all of that is teaching folks how to be listing agents. If you can teach agents how to be listing agents, dominate the listing opportunities in your marketplace, everything comes from that. That's the one missing piece in most brokerages' business models nowadays. Why aren't we all focusing on that? How do you teach your agents to be the best possible listing agents? That's what we do at our company. That is our focus. You know, we know that, you know, you want to add staff, buyers, agents, the whole nine yards. We get it. We understand it. You know, we're not pigeonholing ourselves, even though our competitors try to pigeonhole us. It's not going to happen. But we also know the undeniable truth that the basically the best real estate practitioners in the world, the best brokerages in the world, are heavy listing agents, are heavy listing brokerages. That's where the true business comes in. It's scalable. I mean, there's so many benefits to being listing agents. So, listeners out there, a lot of you guys are, you know, you guys are saying, I want to be a listing agent, Tim. I get the concept of it. I just don't know how. No one's really teaching me how in my brokerage. No one's really, you know, when I have these little seminar monkeys that come to town, they're not really showing us how to be listing agents. That's right. They're not, are they? They're teaching you how to form teams. They're teaching you how to sell houses to buyers. That's not where the money's at in the business. Look at the top producing agents in the country. Where are they all? How are they formed? Study this. Do your own homework. Be your own best teacher. They are small, usually one top-producing agent, one listing agent, rather, with two or three assistants. And if you look at the houses that they sell every year, it's almost like 90% listings. Hey, guess what? They've got it figured out. There's a path for you to follow. So, Julie, we're going to be talking about that in May. And so I don't step on your toes too much more. Jump right back in where we left off yesterday.
All right. No worries. So, again, we were talking about epigenetics, which is kind of a big term. If you missed yesterday's show, all it basically means is that you actually do have the ability to turn off or on your genetically predisposed DNA. Okay? So review yesterday's show to get more detail on that, but you do have that power, and it has been scientifically proven. So point number three is that there are both scientific proven facts which support you on the decision to take control of your future, as well as a spiritual belief. You know, think about how we're all truly connected. If you believe we all descend from a spiritual being, which most of you do in one way or another, then you must have that spiritual heritage. Isn't that more powerful than your changeable genetic tendencies? So whether you want to take the scientific approach to being able to change your trajectory or the spiritual approach, I like to put them together. That's actually a Da Vincian principle, is to look at both the scientific and the spiritual at the same time and come to your conclusions. So let's just accept that and go to point number four. Knowing this, let's get serious about this and turn this into some practical application. What are your go-to excuses that you've been using because you're just, you know, genetically predisposed or familiarity, predisposed to going a certain direction? You have developed, either consciously or subconsciously, some go-to excuses. So today you're in for a typical excuse-eliminating coaching call style podcast. This is a participatory show. I'm going to go relatively quickly so that all of you can end the podcast today having made some progress on changing your trajectory. So here's a practical application. You're going to get out a pen and paper. You're going to name your fresh sheet of paper all of my motivation-squashing, self-defeating, profit-avoiding excuses. I think that kind of sums up excuses, Tim. What do you think? Am I being dramatic?
Makes perfect sense. Nope, good.
Sometimes I'm dramatic so they remember and they get the point. So again, the name of your page, all of my motivation-squashing, self-defeating, profit-avoiding excuses. You're about to come to terms with your past trajectory, your old beliefs, so you can find your new, upgraded, chosen path. Your future starts with the elimination of what's been holding you back. So I put together a quick list of typical excuses we hear on coaching calls when we do this exercise, because we've got to kind of clean everything out before we can revamp you and upgrade you to your next best self. So typical excuses. I'll go through them quickly. You guys all have your own. You can feel free to elaborate. Get them all out. If your page has 50 of them, good for you. Get it all on the page. If you just have three typical standard excuses you use, well, just write them bigger on your page. Stuff we hear. It's not my personality. It's not about the money. I come from the wrong family. I'm not smart enough. I'm not aggressive enough. No one in my family has ever made that kind of money. I could never be comfortable doing what it takes. It's not my passion. Gosh, we hear that one a lot. I'm from the wrong side of the tracks or something like that, the wrong part of town. That won't fly in my market. I just can't learn this stuff. I'm too old, too young, too fat, too thin, too tall, too small, got the wrong car, got the wrong house, whatever. So the list goes on. So take a second and do a brain dump onto your page. What is it that you, if I were to ask you to do something a little out of your comfort zone right now that would for sure make you more money, because it's been proven, we've been coaching for a long time, but you have that resistance. What's your initial excuse? What's your go-to reason? What do you use typically? I'm too tired. We hear that a lot. I'm worn out. I'm stressed out. I'm burned out.
You forgot
is that
the main
your thing?
One. You forgot the...
What?
I'm too busy.
Oh, yes. I'm too busy. I can't do that. I don't have a team. Really? Okay. But I'm too busy. That's very typical. I'm slammed. I can't do that. I don't have time in the day. So you're going to get it all onto your page. I think it helps to handwrite this out. There's some benefit in that that's been also proven. You know, if you're typing, that's fine, but also go through the exercise later to actually physically write it out. The instructions are this. Number one, read your excuses once you're done with the list. This is the last time you're allowed to use them. Ever. They're no longer relevant. They're old programming, which you can literally, physically, and now we know genetically, change. Now you're going to make a few copies of your excuses and give them to people who care about you, your coach, your spouse, your best friend. Tell them that you will write them a $100 check every time they hear you say anything on that list. This includes email, Facebook posts, texts, verbal drama, anytime they hear or read you using these excuses. That's why I had you write the excuses first before I told you about the financial penalty, because the list would have been smaller if we did this
first. Coaches, that this is an excellent exercise to do with your coaching clients, right? Have them write down, when you see them resisting a specific thing, whatever it is, you know, and that's going to lead to them helping people and making money, have them do, as Julie said, a complete brain dump of all their excuses. They're going to resist that. And when you feel that resistance, this message is just for my coaches, when they're feeling that resistance, when you're hearing the resistance, in other words, they don't want to do the exercise, that is their ego. Listeners, go back to last week. We did a whole radio show series on ego. That's their ego trying to resist being honest, basically trying to essentially expose itself. And then when they start writing down all their innate excuses, don't allow them just to skim the surface, because most of their excuses have, you know, almost become part of their DNA. Their belief structure about themselves is something that they won't want to admit to themselves. That's the reason you have to go like two and three deep. So when someone says, for example, you know, maybe they'll say, I don't have enough experience. Don't let them just say that. You have to drill down and get it out of them, specifically what they think they're lacking. And then you're going to find, well, I don't have enough experience maybe being a listing agent. Well, then I don't have enough experience in the marketplace. And then you're going to discover that they're going to say things like, well, I just have never sold before, and I'm insecure about how I look. And then you're going to get to the real coaching matters of what's holding people back from taking the actions. And when you help them self-discover those things and they write them down in front of them, then it's like, well, okay, then let's figure out how we can go about solving these things so they're no longer an issue. Or you can just, now that they're written out in front of you, once you saw your hand writing out your excuses, are those excuses even valid? Are those things we even need to address now that you realize you've rooted it out of your brain? Your ego was trying to hide it from you. You know, it was holding it in its secret little ego cabinet. And now that you've seen that it's hurting you, do you choose to allow to have that negative influence, continue to have that negative influence in your life? Sometimes it's just that thought, and you can have that go away. Okay, I'm going to let that one go. And some of the other ones, you're going to have to, you know, basically have many action plans on how to develop the coaching client around the skill set so they can move beyond that particular thing that's holding them back. So, coaches, that message was for you, and hopefully, listeners, you got something out of that as well. Julie?
Yes, an excellent segue, because my very next call after this is with the coaches, and we're going to do a review of this process. So, coaching clients, you've been warned. Get your excuses ready to rumble, because we're going to purge you of them. So, again, after you've written them all down, and be as elaborate as you need to, because this is an excuse purging experience, you're going to read them, you're going to make copies, give them to people who are around you, who care about you, certainly your coach, maybe your spouse, your best friend, office manager, somebody, your assistant is great for holding you accountable to this. Tell them that you will write them a $100 check every time they hear you say any of the things on your list. And again, that's not just coming out of your mouth. If they see you posting it on Facebook, it's a penalty. Okay, so step number two, take your copy and rip it into a million tiny pieces, as tiny as you can make it. Flush it, bury it in your backyard, throw it into the ocean if you live on the coast, put it in the kitty litter box or in your fireplace. Whatever it takes to physically destroy your profit-killing, spirit-draining beliefs, your excuses, you're done with that. It's an act of purging, of eliminating that, that is visual and it's going to stay with you. What we're trying to do here is create, whenever you hear yourself, even if it's just in your mind, oh, I'm too tired, I'm too slammed, I can't do that, you have the visual of placing that excuse in the kitty litter box or the fireplace or throwing it into the ocean. That will help prevent you, because we're adding an emotional value to this. Point number three in our exercise, now it's time you paint the new picture. Now that you don't have your limiting beliefs and excuses, you're a white sheet of paper. What if you had amnesia? You have no memory of your past or your excuses. Who will you be now? Start simple. What do you want more of? What do you want less of? What are your current financial obligations, and what would it take for you to have the lifestyle of your dreams? So start to paint the picture. Work with your coach on this, for example. Point number four. Now we're continuing the practical application here. Create your dream board. If money weren't a concern, what would you want? How would you upgrade your existence? Where would you live? What would you drive? How would you dress? How would you spend your time? Remember, we're spiritual beings in a materialistic world. It's okay to want stuff. It's okay to want to live your best life every day in every way. But it's time to get started. So how can you be the best you that you can be? Who is that person? You now have the power to decide. There is no argument against this, because it's been scientifically proven that even if you come from a long line of people who didn't have their act together, and for most of you, that's not true. You may have a few random people in your life that's the case. But
Julie,
let's just be extreme.
I think actually the exact opposite of what you said is
true. You think everybody comes from slackers?
Yeah. Well, okay. In some form, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt that's true. Not slackers in the sense that basically they were born, lived under a bridge, but slackers in that they basically were people that were, you know, not willing to basically expand their own personal horizons and didn't focus on becoming the best versions of themselves.
Yeah, maybe motivation slackers, if you will.
And living life slackers. So just an aside, guys, a lot of you are fully embracing your potentiality. And I got to be honest with you, it's scary as hell when you first start getting on this path, because you're going to feel lonely. That's the truth. You know, this is a coaching call that I have typically with agents who are earning millions and millions of dollars in personal income. They're oftentimes the only people they know that are earning that amount of money. In some cases, they're earning the most amount of money in their towns. They're earning the same amount of money as celebrities. They're earning, you guys get the idea. And when you're at that level, you don't have peers for the most part. You don't. People you even thought maybe were successful, you'll soon discover, or you'll maybe start figuring out, that they're not as – this is a nice problem to have, but it's also scary because you find yourself not with the same support structure that you originally had. And that will sometimes ruin people's motivation. And one of the things we typically see, we try to head it off the pass, is somebody will become really successful. You've all experienced this or seen this. Someone will have a good year, maybe a good 2 or 3 years. Maybe they'll accumulate some money. Maybe they'll even be millionaires. And then what happens is somehow they screw it up. Something will happen that will cause them to over-leverage themselves or there's some whatever, some life-changing event that will take all of their success away, and they'll basically be back where they had originally started. That process is a choice. People do that to themselves. That is not something that's done upon them for the most part. That is something that you can choose not to partake in. The boom and bust cycles that people have in their lives, there are definitely seasons to your life, but when it comes to money, you can keep that consistent. You can have that consistently growing. That is a choice. And because what happens is the theory is that once people reach a certain level of success, they aren't okay with it. They're not comfortable with it. They saw themselves as being they're the person that always is pulling themselves up at the bootstraps. They're the ones that are always striving to be the best. They're the ones that always have the insecurity about money. They're the ones that never had enough. That was how they saw themselves. You see, back to the topic, that was the same way that maybe they were raised. Maybe they came from, grinders. Maybe they came from people that never had any money. Maybe they came from people that were always hand to mouth. Maybe they came from an environment where there was never an abundance. And once they've accumulated it, once they've accomplished that, their friends and their family and their people, their support structure, if they had one in the first place, they don't know how to treat you because you're not like them anymore. And as a result, if you're not conscious of it, your ego is going to destroy your success and you're going to end up back where you started, if not worse. That's the typical pattern. So if truthfully, earning lots of money in real estate is not difficult. You guys follow our coaching program. It's pretty straightforward. It's just the truth. You use a great product like mojosells.com. You follow our coaching program. You're going to get there. There's no doubt. But are you going to stay there? And what's going to happen along the way? That's where this stuff matters. Guys, this really is the prevailing takeaway from one of our big tenets in our coaching program. And from the content Julie's presenting to you guys today, is the fact that it is a choice. You do have a choice. None of these things are done upon you. Most of the things, like 99% of the things that are your experiencing in your life, you chose for yourself, either consciously or subconsciously, or putting it a different way, either your higher self or lower self chose it for you. If you're experiencing hardship, that was something you chose for yourself. If you're, overweight, those are choices you made. If you're suffering from some financial issues, those are choices that you made. So here is a little secret. Don't choose them anymore. Choose the opposite of what you want. Julie, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you play into the taking action part of this, right? Because it is choice, and choice implies that you're in control or that you can be if you choose to be, right? So start with something that you can affect today. So it doesn't have to be your entire list, okay? But you can, for example, I'm thinking of one of my calls with the coaches. He's coaching somebody who is in an office. You can barely even call it an office. It's like a cheap rented space with no top producers within miles of earshot or eyeshot. There's no good examples. The broker that she pays her fees to isn't even in the same state. So that's lack of exposure, right? How could she possibly feel motivated versus having the excuse, well, I don't even know my broker's name, okay? So you can make a choice. Get into a better office environment. Get into a better home office environment. One of the most fun coaching things that I see the coaches do is have you guys do a before and after snapshot of your office, because some of you, it's like goat paths through a hoarder village. So take control of that. Stop using that as an excuse. I would prospect today, but I can't find my scripts. Well, I don't know where my headset is. I need to order a new phone. Something's wrong with my computer. I mean, the coaches hear an endless array of this type of excuse-making, motivation-quelling, profit-eliminating type of mindset, which is just unacceptable. So all of you who are considering signing up for coaching, you should know that that kind of stuff isn't acceptable here. We're here to raise superstars. We joke that this is not Tim and Julie's halfway house for wayward realtors. So let's get cracking. Take control. Again, there is no excuse. It's been genetically, scientifically proven that you can be in control. So to not do anything about it, really, after you've heard this podcast and you've come to terms with it, it just gets down to being lazy. That's it.
Well,
we don't think of you guys as lazy, but maybe we're wrong for some of you.
Lazy or lack of belief in themselves. Guys, we don't have enough time on these radio shows to really deep dive into any of these topics. That's really what coaching is all about. You know, mm-hmm. it's essentially about a very focused introspection. But, guys, one of the main tenets, again, one of the things that we do is we take action. We're not going to sit around, and none of our coaches are going to sit around and talk about your feelings. The thing that's going to change your life the most are the actions that you take. Education, motivation, obviously we bring those to you, but they're only going to click in your brain if you're taking the actions. If you might come from a family, a long history of losers. It's entirely possible. You know, it just is. You might come from a family of criminals and, you know, miscreants and people with all kinds of addiction issues and financial whatever. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be like them. You don't. There's nothing inside of you that's forcing you to actually follow those same paths. You can make the choices. Yes, you are genetically predisposed. It's in your DNA to have certain good and bad things happen in your life. It's true, but modern science has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that through your actions, you can actually change your DNA. Crazy, but true. You know what's really amazing about this topic, Julie, is that even, you know, all the spiritual teachings, you know, no matter what religion you follow, all spiritual teachings have always said this, and it's only modern science that's been able to prove it. I think that's really incredible how in this day and age, we actually have, for the first time, a lot of the spiritual beliefs proven by science. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, science and spirituality were oftentimes at odds, right? You know, typical scientists are not, you know, known to be believers in God. But now we're getting to a point where, hey, guess what? These things really are the same. So there's a lot of people, guys, globally that believe that we're on the, people call it the age of enlightenment. People call it this, you know, whatever. But there's definitely something that's starting to bubble up globally because we're able to finally prove that there's a lot of essentially the spiritual beliefs a lot of us have held in our hearts for all of our lives, generations of humans, they're actually true, that you actually can change your life. You actually can modify your future with how you think, but most importantly, the actions that you take. Guys, listen, we're not obviously all in control of the bad things or the good things that happen to us. We're just not. But the reality of it is if you go through life believing that you can't control your future, you're not going to control your future, somebody else is. Start, what do you do with this lesson? What do you do with these past couple of coaching calls? Start with the belief that you have that level of control. Go on Google, go out to Amazon, buy some books, start studying this stuff. Really start, you know, when you're exposed to the facts and you read it yourself and it's in your head and then you start putting it into action, you'll be stunned how quick little tiny things will start aligning themselves for you to get you back on track. Maybe you haven't been on track your entire life. Maybe this is the first time you've ever been exposed to this level or in this kind of thinking before. This is totally and completely new, and it's scary. It's overwhelming. You think Julie and I are, like, you know, preaching witchcraft and, you know, voodoo. I don't know. Whatever it is, do your own homework. Explore these thoughts yourself, and then allow your mind to go to the next level. Become the best version of you. Go through the exercises that Julie gave you. Write down all your excuses. Then work to the thought that, well, guess what? Everything in my life, good, bad, or indifferent, is as a result of the choices that I've made in the past. If that's true, which it is, then that means everything that can be in my future will be as a result of the choices that I make now. You know what? That's exciting. That truly is exciting. And now, guess what, by the way, it's scientifically proven, which is really cool. So, Julie, anything else you want to say to these guys as we round the bend? Oh, Julie's already jumped off. She had to get to her coaching call. No problem. So, listeners, we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow. We have a really fun interview, so make sure you tune in early. Thanks for continuing to make us the number one podcast in the industry. I sincerely appreciate it. Your homework from this radio show, as always, is to share with as many other agents as you possibly can. Help us get the word out that this is the very definition of being in the right place at the right time. So make this your market. Start with a mindset of service and everything else will follow. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.